Section 1. Motorcycling in Utah. Motorcycling is a very popular form of recreation as well as transportation for thousands of residents through the Beehive State. Riding is fun, exciting and challenging, but it has its risks because riders are exposed and vulnerable. The greatest challenge you face when riding is to avoid accidents and injury. The basic contents of this motorcycle operator manual have been developed and provided by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation and discuss motorcycle operations in general. This section contains information pertaining specifically to motorcycling in the state of Utah, and is only a part of what every good motorcycle rider should know. This section condenses or paraphrases the actual language of the Utah Code. We hope this information will help you enjoy riding and meet the challenges every rider faces on our streets and highways. Required equipment. Every motorcycle and every other type of motor-driven cycle, bicycles with motors, etc., shall be equipped with the following items. 1 headlamp. 1 tail lamp. Either a tail lamp or separate lamp to illuminate the rear license plate with a white light. 1 red reflector on the rear. 1 stop lamp. A braking system. A horn or warning device. A muffler and emission control system which complies with Utah requirements. A mirror. Depth of tire tread no less than 2/32 inch. Footrests for any passenger. Handlebars not higher than shoulder height. And all motorcycles manufactured after January 1, 1973 must be equipped with turn signals. It is unlawful for a person to operate a motor vehicle upon Utah highways unless the vehicle is in safe and good mechanical condition and all required equipment is in good working order. Protective headgear, helmets. Everyone is encouraged to always wear an approved helmet when riding a motorcycle. It is against the law for anyone under the age of 18 to operate or ride upon a motorcycle or any type of motor-driven cycle upon a public street or highway unless he/she is wearing protective headgear which complies with federal standards. Note. A court shall waive $8 of a fine charged to a person operating a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle for a moving traffic violation if the person was 18 years of age or older at the time of operation and wearing a protective headgear that complies with DOT standards. Safety inspections. The law states that if a motor vehicle requiring state registration is operated on Utah streets or highways, then that vehicle must pass an annual safety inspection. The safety inspection certificate will be needed at the time of registration or registration renewal. In addition to a safety inspection, some areas in the state also require an emission test. Registration. Unless exempted, a person may not operate a motorcycle in Utah unless it has been registered in accordance with Utah statutes. Utah registration is required for any motor vehicle within 60 days of the owner establishing residency in this state. Residency in Utah is established when an individual has established a domicile in the state, remains in the state for a period of 6 months or more during any calendar year, engages in a trade, profession, or occupation in the state, or accepts employment in other than seasonal work and does not commute into the state. Insurance. You may be required to state in writing or present other reasonable evidence that you, not the bank, loan company or lien holder, have owner's insurance, or similar security, in effect at the time of registering, obtaining license plates for, or a safety inspection of your motorcycle. The law also states that any person operating a motorcycle shall have in his, her immediate possession evidence of insurance for that vehicle. Failure to provide proof of insurance when requested by a peace officer can result in having to surrender your driver license. Any additional violations of this law can result in having to surrender the registration for your vehicle. License. License means the privilege to drive a motor vehicle. License certificate, usually referred to as a driver license, means the evidence of the privilege issued to drive a motor vehicle. Our laws require that everyone operating a motorcycle on Utah public roads and highways must have in his, her possession a valid driver license with an endorsement for operating motorcycles. A temporary learner permit can be issued if the applicant is at least 16 years old, and has a valid Class D or commercial driver license and has passed the vision test and the required motorcycle written test. To obtain a learner permit, you must go to a driver license office, complete the application process and pay the fee. A learner permit is valid for 6 months. For the first 2 months from the date a motorcycle learner permit is issued, the operator of a motorcycle holding the motorcycle learner permit may not operate a motorcycle on a highway with a posted speed of 60 miles per hour or more, may not carry passengers, and ride during the nighttime hours after 10 p.m. and before 6 a.m. For the 3rd through 6th months from the date a motorcycle learner permit is issued, the operator of a motorcycle learner permit may operate a motorcycle without any restrictions imposed. Note: anyone younger than 19 years old must hold the motorcycle learner permit for 2 months. The 2-month requirement may be waived upon proof of completion of the basic rider course, BRC. See page UT15 for more information. Tiered licensing. You must provide your own motorcycle for the skill or driving test at the driver license office. Utah will be using tiered licensing for all motorcycle riding skills tests. If the motorcycle you use in the test is less than 90cc, you will be authorized to ride motorcycles up to only 90cc in size. If the motorcycle you use during the test is less than 249cc, you will be authorized to ride any motorcycle less than 249cc. If the motorcycle you use is less than 649cc, you will be authorized to ride any motorcycle less than 649cc. If you test on a motorcycle 650cc or greater, you will be authorized to ride any size motorcycle. Traffic rules and regulations. All operators of any motor vehicle, including motorcycles, must comply with the same traffic rules and regulations. Some items that may be of specific interest to you are listed below for your information. All of the items pertain to motorcycles and motor-driven cycles. When operating a motorcycle, you must have in your immediate possession a valid driver license which authorizes operation of a motorcycle. When operating a motorcycle, you must have proof of financial responsibility, insurance, in your immediate possession. Motorcycles are permitted to use high occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes. A person operating a motor vehicle in Utah is considered to have given his, her consent to a chemical test or tests for the purpose of determining whether he, she was operating the vehicle under the influence of alcohol, any drug, or combination of alcohol and any drug. Failure to comply with the request of a peace officer to take a test or tests will result in revocation of driving privileges. You must signal your intention to turn right or left or to change lanes for at least 2 seconds before beginning the turn or lane change. Upon the approach of an authorized emergency vehicle using audible, sirens, etc., and or visual signals, flashing lights, etc., you must yield the right of way and immediately move to the right-hand edge or curb of the road or highway and stop. You are to remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. You cannot carry another person on a motorcycle unless it has been designed to carry more than one person. The passenger must ride upon the permanent and regular seat, if designed for two persons, or upon another approved seat firmly attached to the motorcycle. The additional seat must not degrade or interfere with the safe control of the motorcycle. The motorcycle must also be equipped with footrests for the passenger. It is unlawful to operate a motorcycle while carrying a package, bundle, or other article which prevents you from keeping both hands on the handlebars. All motorcycles are entitled to full use of a lane. It is unlawful to ride a motorcycle between lanes of traffic or rows of vehicles. Motorcycles may not be operated more than 2 abreast in a single lane. It is unlawful to throw any lighted material from a moving vehicle. Every vehicle shall be equipped, maintained and operated in such a manner as to prevent excessive and/or unusual noise. You may not overtake or pass in the same lane of traffic or rows of vehicles. No person under 16 years of age, whether resident or non-resident of Utah, may operate a motor vehicle upon any road or highway of the state. Some exceptions to this rule do exist for off-highway vehicles and for individuals with instruction or practice permits. If a person has a change of address, you are required by law to notify the division of the new address and your license number to a driver license office within 10 days. This may be done by mail, online, or in person at any field office. When appearing at a field office, you must provide 2 acceptable proof of residency verification. This is important because the post office will not forward mail from the driver license division. An operator of a motorcycle, moped, or bicycle who 16 years of age or older May after bringing the vehicle to a complete stop at the intersection or stop line and determines that the traffic control signal has not detected the operator's presence by waiting a reasonable period of time and not less than 90 seconds at the intersection or stop line may proceed across the roadway if there is no other vehicles or pedestrians near the intersection. Off-highway vehicles. This section is included in the Handbook for the Many Users of Off-Highway Vehicles, OHV, in Utah. The following items are not all-inclusive and do not contain all pertinent information, but are provided only as a guide for those who might be interested. For more information regarding OHV rules, regulations, registration information, etc., please contact the Utah Parks and Recreation Division at 801-538-7435, or 800-648-7433, or the web address of www.stateparks.utah.gov. Any person operating an OHV is subject to the provisions of the Utah traffic rules and regulations, unless specifically excluded. OHV operators and passengers under 18 years of age are required to wear properly fitted, safety-rated protective headgear. It is recommended that everyone riding an OHV wear a helmet. Note: a court shall waive $8 of a fine charged to a person operating a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle for a moving traffic violation if the person was 18 years of age or older at the time of operation and wearing a protective headgear that complies with DOT standards. A person may not operate an OHV unless he, she possesses a valid driver license issued by the Driver License Division or the appropriate safety certificate issued by the Division of Parks and Recreation. No person who is at least 8 years old but still under 16 years of age may operate, and no owner may give that person permission to operate an OHV on any public land, trail, street or highway unless the person has in his, her possession the appropriate safety certificate issued by the Division of Parks and Recreation. This provision applies only to Utah residents. The Division of Parks and Recreation issue safety certificates to individuals who successfully complete the OHV safety education and training program or pass the knowledge and skills test established. No person may operate or transport any OHV on any public land, trail, street or highway unless the OHV has been registered for the current year. Out-of-state OHV operated within the state of Utah are required to be registered in their home state. Any non-resident owning an OHV who operates or gives another person permission to operate the OHV on any public land, trail, street, or highway in this state shall apply for an off-highway vehicle decal issued exclusively for an OHV owned by a non-resident of the state, pay an annual OHV user fee, and provide evidence that the person is a non-resident, and the person is the owner of the OHV. Note: the above does not apply if the OHV is registered in a state that offers reciprocal operating privileges to Utah residents or if OHV is used in a competitive event. It is unlawful for an OHV to be operated along, across, or within the boundaries of an interstate freeway or controlled access highway. An OHV may not be operated on any street or highway not designated as open to OHV use, except when crossing a street or highway, loading or unloading an OHV from a vehicle or trailer, or when an emergency exists. Snowmobiles may be operated on streets or highways which have been officially closed for the season to conventional motor vehicle traffic. No person shall operate an OHV upon privately owned land without permission from the owner or a person in charge. It is unlawful to alter, deface or damage any fence, gate or other enclosure. Registered OHV shall be equipped with brakes adequate to control the movement of and to stop and hold the vehicle, headlights and taillights when the OHV is operated between sunset and sunrise, a noise control device, and a safety flag when operated on sand dunes. Remember, anyone younger than 18 years of age are required to wear a DOT-approved helmet. Street legal ATVs. Definition: a street-legal ATV means an all-terrain Type 1 vehicle or utility-type vehicle 52 inches or less in width, having an unladen dry weight of 1,500 pounds or less, traveling on three or more low-pressure tires, having a seat designed to be straddled by the operator and designed for, are capable of travel over unimproved terrain. Registration: a street-legal all-terrain Type 1 vehicle, ATV, is subject to a safety inspection the first time that a person registers an off-highway vehicle as a street-legal all-terrain vehicle. A street-legal ATV will also need to comply with county motor vehicle emissions inspections and maintenance programs. Licensing. The street-legal ATV shall comply with the same requirements as a motorcycle as to following traffic rules, registering, titling, odometer statement, vehicle identification, license plates, and registration fees. Note. If you have a Class D or CDL license, you are licensed to drive a street-legal ATV. Highway use. All-terrain type 1 that meet the requirements may be operated as street-legal ATV, south on a street or highway that is a highway with one lane in each direction. Note. The street-legal ATV operating on a highway may not exceed the lesser of the posted speed limit or 45 miles per hour. If the street-legal ATV is operated on a highway with a posted speed limit higher than 45 miles per hour, the operator shall ride the street-legal ATV on the extreme right-hand side of the roadway. Requirements. A street-legal ATV shall be equipped with 1 or more headlamps, 1 or more tail lamps, either a tail lamp or a separate lamp to illuminate the rear license plate with a white light, 1 or more red reflectors on the rear, 1 or more stop lamps on the rear, amber or red electric turn signals, 1 on each side front and rear, a braking system, other than a parking brake, a horn or other warning device, a muffler and emission control system which complies with Utah requirements, rearview mirrors on the left side of the driver, a windshield, unless the operator wears eye protection while operating the vehicle, a speedometer, illuminated for nighttime operation, for carrying passengers a seat designed for passengers, a footrest, and handholds for each passenger. For vehicles designed with side-by-side seating, seat belts are required for each passenger, and tires that do not exceed 26 inches in height are not larger than the tires that the all-terrain vehicle manufacturer made available for the all-terrain vehicle and have at least 2/32 of an inch or greater tire tread. Utility-type vehicles. Definition. A utility-type vehicle, UTV, is any recreational vehicle designed for and capable of travel over unimproved terrain. Traveling on four, or more tires and having a width that when measured at the widest point of the vehicle is not less than 30 inches and does not exceed 70 inches. An unladen dry weight of 2,200 pounds or less. Having a seat height of 25 to 40 inches when measured at the forward edge of the seat bottom. Having side-by-side seating with a steering wheel for control. Registration. A street-legal all-terrain utility-type vehicle, UTV, is subject to a safety inspection the first time that a person registers an off-highway vehicle as a street-legal all-terrain vehicle. A street-legal UTV will also need to comply with county motor vehicle emissions inspections and maintenance programs. Licensing. The street-legal UTV shall comply with the same requirements as a motorcycle as to following traffic rules, registering, titling, odometer statement, vehicle identification, license plates, and registration fees. Note. If you have a Class D or CDL license, you are licensed to drive a street-legal UTV. Highway use. All-terrain utility-type vehicles that meet the requirements may be operated as street-legal UTV, south on a street or highway that is a highway with one lane in each direction. Note. The street-legal UTV operating on a highway may not exceed the lesser of the posted speed limit or 45 miles per hour. If the street-legal UTV is operated on a highway with a posted speed limit higher than 45 miles per hour, the operator shall ride the street-legal UTV on the extreme right-hand side of the roadway and shall be equipped the street-legal UTV with a reflector or reflective tape. Requirements. A street-legal ATV shall be equipped with 1 or more headlamps, 1 or more tail lamps, either a tail lamp or a separate lamp to illuminate the rear license plate with a white light, 1 or more red reflectors on the rear, 1 or more stop lamps on the rear, amber or red electric turn signals, 1 on each side front and rear, a braking system, other than a parking brake, a horn or other warning device, a muffler and emission control system which complies with Utah requirements, rearview mirrors on the left side of the driver, a windshield, unless the operator wears eye protection while operating the vehicle, a speedometer, illuminated for nighttime operation, for carrying passengers a seat designed for passengers, a footrest, and handholds for each passenger. For vehicles designed with side-by-side seating, seatbelts are required for each passenger, and tires that do not exceed 26 inches in height are not larger than the tires that the all-terrain vehicle manufacturer made available for the all-terrain vehicle and have at least 2/32 of an inch or greater tire tread. Full-sized all-terrain vehicle. Definition. A full-sized all-terrain vehicle, FSV, is any recreation vehicle designed for and capable of travel over unimproved terrain, traveling on four or more tires and having a width that, when measured at the widest point of the vehicle, is not less than 55 inches and does not exceed 92 inches, having an unladen dry weight of 6,500 pounds or less, having a maximum seat height of 50 inches when measured at the forward edge of the seat bottom and having a steering wheel for control. Registration. A full-sized all-terrain utility-type vehicle, FSV, is subject to a safety inspection the first time that a person registers an off-highway vehicle as a street-legal all-terrain vehicle. A street-legal FSV will also need to comply with county motor vehicle emissions inspections and maintenance programs. Licensing. The street-legal FSV shall comply with the same requirements as a motorcycle as to following traffic rules, registering, titling, odometer statement, vehicle identification, license plates, and registration fees. Note. If you have a Class D or CDL license, you are licensed to drive a full-sized vehicle, FSV. Highway use. Street-legal full-sized vehicles, FSV, that meet the requirements may be operated as street-legal FSV on a street or highway that is a highway with one lane in each direction. Note. The street-legal FSV operating on a highway may not exceed the lesser of the posted speed limit or 45 miles per hour. If the street-legal FSV is operated on a highway with a posted speed limit higher than 45 miles per hour, the operator shall ride the street-legal FSV on the extreme right-hand side of the roadway and shall be equipped the street-legal FSV with a reflector or reflective tape. Requirements. A street-legal FSV shall be equipped with one or more headlamps, one or more tail lamps, either a tail lamp or a separate lamp to illuminate the rear license plate with a white light, one or more red reflectors on the rear, one or more stop lamps on the rear, amber or red electric turn signals, one on each side front and rear, a braking system, other than a parking brake, a horn or other warning device, a muffler and emission control system which complies with Utah requirements, rearview mirrors on the left side of the driver, a windshield, unless the operator wears eye protection while operating the vehicle, a speedometer, illuminated for nighttime operation, and for carrying passengers a seat designed for passengers, a footrest, and handholds for each passenger. For vehicles designed with side-by-side seating, seatbelts are required for each passenger. What is a motorcycle? A motorcycle is a motor vehicle, other than a tractor, having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel with not more than three wheels in contact with the ground. Utah Traffic Code 41-6A-102-35. A driver license and a motorcycle endorsement are required to ride a motorcycle on public roads and lands. Note. The motorcycle endorsement may have a restriction depending on the size of motorcycle the rider is tested on. What is a motor-driven cycle? A motor-driven cycle is a motorcycle, motor scooter, moped, electric-assisted bicycle, motor-assisted scooter, and every motorized bicycle having an engine with less than 150 cubic centimeters displacement, or a motor which produces not more than 5 horsepower. A driver license and a restricted motorcycle endorsement are required to ride a smaller motorcycle and a motor scooter. In some other states, a small motor scooter is sometimes called a moped. Note. The motorcycle endorsement may have a restriction depending on the size of motorcycle the rider is tested on. What is a motorized bicycle? There are two types of motorized bicycles, defined in Utah's Traffic Code Section 41-6A102.32. 1. Moped. A motor-driven cycle having pedals to permit propulsion by human power and a motor which produces not more than 2 brake horsepower. The motor is not capable of propelling the cycle at a speed in excess of 30 mph on level ground. If an internal combustion engine is used, the displacement may not exceed 50 cubic centimeters and the moped must have a power drive system that functions directly or automatically without clutching or shifting by the rider after the drive system is engaged. 2. Electric-assisted bicycle. A moped with an electric motor with a power output of not more than 1,000 watts and is not capable of propelling the device at a speed of more than 20 mph on level ground, or increasing the speed of the device when human power is used. Utah Traffic Code 41-6A102.13. A driver license is required to ride motorized bicycle, however a motorcycle endorsement is not. What is a motor-assisted scooter? A motor-assisted scooter is a self-propelled device with at least 2 wheels in contact with the ground, a braking system capable of stopping the unit under typical operating conditions, and a gas or electric motor not larger than 40 cubic centimeters. It also must either have a deck designed for a person to stand on while operating the device, or a deck and seat designed for a person to sit, straddle, or stand while operating the device. The motor-assisted scooter must be designed for the ability to be propelled by human power alone. No person may operate a motor-assisted scooter in a public parking structure, on public property posted as an area prohibiting skateboards, on a highway consisting of a total of 4 or more lanes designated for regular vehicular traffic, on a roadway with a posted speed limit greater than 25 miles per hour, while carrying more people at one time than the number for which it is designed, or that has been structurally or mechanically altered from the original manufacturer's design. No license is needed. However, a person under 15 years of age may not operate a motor-assisted scooter, using the motor, unless the person is under the direct supervision of the person's parent or guardian. A person under 8 years of age may not operate a motor-assisted scooter with the motor running on any public property, highway, path, or sidewalk. What is an electric personal assistive mobility device? An electric personal assistive mobility device is a self-balancing device with 2 non-tandem wheels in contact with the ground. A system capable of steering and stopping the unit under typical operating conditions. An electric propulsion system with average power of 1 horsepower or 750 watts. And a maximum speed capacity on a paved, level surface of 12.5 miles per hour. This does not include a wheelchair. No driver license is needed to operate an electric personal assistive mobility device. What is a mini motorcycle, pocket bike? A mini motorcycle is a motor-driven cycle that has a seat or saddle that is less than 24 inches from the ground as measured on a level surface with properly inflated tires. A mini motorcycle does not include a moped or motor-assisted scooter, or a motorcycle that is designed for off-highway use and registered as an off-highway vehicle. A person may not operate a mini motorcycle on any public property, highway, path, or sidewalk unless the mini motorcycle is registered for highway use and the operator is licensed to operate a motorcycle. Note: many cities in Utah have passed ordinances not allowing mini motorcycles to be driven on the city's streets. Check with your city for more information. What is an autocycle? The autocycle is a three-wheeled motorcycle with a seat and standard transmission for shifting, and a steering wheel. A driver license is required to drive autocycle. However, no motorcycle endorsement is needed. Utah Rider Training Program. Get smart. Ride smart. Motorcycling is not only fun and exciting, it is also a practical way to get around. There is no thrill quite like riding a motorcycle. To get the most enjoyment out of riding and to do it safely, you need special skills and strategies to be able to know you are in control. Don't learn through trial and error, that's the hard way. 2 rider training courses are offered through the Department of Public Safety to help you reduce and/or manage risks and to help make your riding more enjoyable. The Utah Motorcycle Rider Training Program, which is part of the Driver License Division of the Department of Public Safety, administers the statewide rider education program. The courses are conducted at approximately 10 sites throughout the state. These courses, developed by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, will enhance your street survivor skills, whatever your age or experience. Basic Rider Course, BRC. This is a 15-hour basic course, 10 hours actual riding, which teaches physical and mental skills and the responsible attitude necessary for safe, enjoyable riding. In the classroom, you'll learn how to create a strategy for riding in traffic and how to deal with critical situations. On the off-street, protected range, you will learn in building block order the proper methods for gear shifting, turning and stopping, as well as emergency braking, swerving and proper cornering techniques. Motorcycles and helmets are furnished for this course. Benefits. The obvious and most important benefit you will have from this course is that you will learn how to operate your motorcycle safely. In addition, many insurance companies offer reduced premiums to BRC graduates and, if you apply for a motorcycle endorsement on your Utah driver license within 6 months after completing the BRC, the driver license division may waive the skill, road, portion of your motorcycle endorsement tests. Some motorcycle distributors, dealers, and brand-sponsored clubs will reimburse part or all of the tuition. Note. Starting July 1, 2009, if you are 15 years and 6 months of age or older and hold a valid learner permit or driver license for any classification or are eligible for a motorcycle learner permit, you may enroll in and complete an approved rider training course. Basic Rider Course 2, BRC 2. This 5-hour course is designed specifically for the experienced rider and has something for you, whether you have been riding 1 year or for many years. Some of the things you will learn are how to manage risks, control rear wheel skids, detect and avoid hazards, and manage traction. The range portion of the course will provide you an opportunity to safely reach new limits under the expert guidance of an experienced instructor. You will ride your own motorcycle, so you will also be able to safely explore the limits of your motorcycle. Benefits. In addition to honing your riding skills and fine-tuning the mental skills you need for survival in traffic, you will have a great time. There are also many insurance companies which offer reduced premiums to graduates of the BRC 2. If you apply for a motorcycle endorsement on your Utah driver license within 6 months after completing the BRC 2, the driver license division may waive the skill, road, portion of your motorcycle endorsement tests if you were tested at the end of the BRC 2 by a certified motorcycle education instructor, and received a Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, BRC 2 license waiver rider course card. Note. If you take the Basic Rider Course, BRC, or the Basic Rider Course 2, BRC 2, and you are planning on riding a motorcycle greater than 650cc, you will either need to pass the riding skills test with the school or with driver license using a 650cc or larger motorcycle. If you have any questions about the state rider training program or the classes, please call 1-800-532-7691 or online at http://driverlicense.utah.gov.